Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2116, The Greatest Risk to My Retirement Goal, Part 1, by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now, today's post is actually broken up into two parts. So I'll be reading you half the article today, and we'll finish the rest tomorrow. So let's jump right into part one and start optimizing your life. The Greatest Risk to My Retirement Goal, Part 1, by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. More than a decade ago, when my dad retired from his teaching career at age 56, I told him my retirement goal was to beat him and stop working at age 55. It seemed natural to me that in order to live better off than my parents, I should retire before them. I reject the notion that because younger generations are statistically more likely to live longer than our parents, we'll need to work longer. According to a recent study by Alicia H. Manell at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, the average age of retirement for men in the US is 64. For women, it's 62. These averages haven't changed much in the past 10 years. My retirement goal of age 55 is not extreme like some other stories you'll find out there, but it's still 9 years ahead of the average retirement age for men. It's a realistic retirement goal for me and my life situation, but it will still be quite a challenge. When I retire, I don't plan to work another day the rest of my life, just like my dad. I'll turn 55 in 2030. That same year, a major family milestone will become a reality. It's the year the oldest of our two children will start college. My wife and I have committed to paying for our kids' undergraduate college education. If we don't save enough by the time they start school, I may need to keep working to cash flow the balance. As of today, I see this as the biggest risk to reaching my retirement goal. My college background. My parents paid for the undergraduate education of both me and my sister. My dad has always said it was the best investment they ever made. I argue that it could have been even better. You see, I went to an out-of-state school. I received a quality education, but at a more expensive price than was necessary. Had I gone to a similar quality university that was in-state and less expensive, the return on my parents' investment would have been higher. They generously offered to pay for any college I chose to attend. My dad went to college, but didn't have a lot of options or resources when he chose a school. He obviously wanted me to go in state, but didn't push it because he wanted the decision to be mine. All my parents asked for in return was that I work to cover living expenses, graduated in 4 years, and do the same for my kids' college education someday. I was stubborn in high school and wanted to go to an out-of-state school because that was my idea of adventure, going off to a place where I didn't know anyone. In hindsight, it would have been nice to see a few familiar faces from high school when I started my freshman year. College was a very positive experience and gave me the education I needed to start a lucrative career. But truth be told, I could have received my finance degree somewhere else for a lower price. When I chose my college, I did not consider the return on investment. That is, the return measured in cumulative salary after graduation on the investment, cost of tuition, living expenses, etc. Using very simplified numbers and a 5-year period, a basic ROI calculation for college works like this. Total cost of tuition and expenses, $100,000. Cumulative five-year earnings after college, $250,000. Five-year return on college investment, 150%. Obviously, there are many additional variables that could be applied here, such as major, reputation of the school, grades, potential earnings without a degree, etc. The point I want to make, a point that I completely ignored when I selected a college, is that by choosing an in-state school, I would have received the same degree at the same career jumpstart, but a much better ROI. Altering the example using $75,000 as the cost of tuition and earning the same five-year salary, the ROI increases to 233%. Simple math, right? Not to a stubborn 18-year-old. This is crystal clear now that I'm older and wiser. Since my parents were paying, I didn't grasp the reality of the equation. They certainly did, but they still let me make my own decision. The generational tuition payment two-step. My dad paid his own way through college and graduate school, funding it by working laborious jobs over the summers and student teaching. A few decades later, he and my mom paid for their two kids' college education. He performed a generational tuition payment two-step, double duty, so to speak. By choosing to pay for both his and his kids' education, he made it possible for all future generations in our lineage to pay for just one generation of education. My wife and I will pay for our kids' education, and they'll pay for their kids' education, and so on. You may hear my blog and think, well, this guy didn't have any student debt, so no wonder he was able to travel the world and save so much for retirement. You'd be right. It was a colossal privilege. Having no student loan debt gave me the freedom to work and diligently save upon graduation, which led to the incredible opportunities to travel. Now that I'm a parent, I more clearly realize the dedication and sacrifice it took to make it happen. Most importantly, college education savings is now a cornerstone of our family's financial plan. This will provide our kids the same freedom and opportunities I had upon graduation. Unfortunately, the math tells me that saving for college will be no waltz. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled The Greatest Risk to My Retirement Goal by Craig Stevens of retirebeforedad.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I meet a ton of people in the FIRE community that often discuss this question of saving for college for their children. I find that there are two camps: parents who feel it's their responsibility to pay for college, and parents who have no intention to pay for it. I personally feel that I benefited from paying my own way when it came to school. Now take this with a grain of salt because I got a full academic scholarship and took out loans for living expenses, but I do have a sense of pride in figuring it out for myself. And I always thought that if I did have kids, I'd want them to have a similar experience. I remember being annoyed in school by the kids who didn't value their parents covering the costs of their education. Perhaps if they had to cover it themselves, they wouldn't change majors 5 times, or they would put that degree to work in a higher paying field versus staying at their restaurant job. I know I'm oversimplifying, and as someone who graduated college in 2009, I recognize how hard it is to get an entry-level position in a tough economy. It can be argued that the cost of higher education these days makes it impossible for young people to pay their own way. But perhaps if they had to pay for at least some of it, they'd be forced to consider the return on investment of that education. Look, if you do decide that it's important to you to pay for your child's education, I would just encourage you to first make sure that you're set on your own financial goals. If paying for college is going to risk your own retirement or put you further into debt, perhaps it needs to be considered further. Your child can take out a loan for school. You, however, cannot take out a loan for your retirement. It's great to help your offspring get a good start to their adult life, but who's to say they'll be in a financial position to help you when you're in your elder years? And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.